This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again, or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hello, everybody. We're so glad to have you with us today on Thursday to begin again.
We have a great topic today.
Yeah.
And I'll just go ahead and tell what it is.
Go ahead.
It says, let's all grow in our ability to relate to others this week by loving and accepting them to be exactly the way God made them to be.
That's awesome.
Ooh. It's also very difficult at times.
It can be, you know, and in the scriptures in John 13:34, it says, so now I'm giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. Wow.
So, honey, why do you think it's difficult for us to just let people be who they are and us be who we are?
Well, it has to do with being judgmental. You know, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, a lot of us think we're all that in a bag of chips.
Well, where does that come from? Pride.
Pride, right. And it comes from media.
It comes from an inflated perception of ourselves.
Yes. And so, you know, in the society that we're in, you know, a lot of it's about ourselves. You know, and so in order to think about someone else first, that's not what's being on the TV, and that's not what's being, you know, on the computers and Facebook and all this. That's not what's being, you know, perceived. And so, but in the scriptures, it tells us to love each other, not to judge each other. Just, hey, man, I love you for who you are, not for who I think you should be.
You know, and just to realize how grateful we should be that God did not create us all alike, how terribly boring that would be.
That's for sure.
And when I'm with someone and I'm realizing, you know, what's going on with me that I'm looking at them thinking the way I think that they should be, what does that have to do with me?
Right.
I mean, who am I to say what I think that they should be? If they'd only be like this, or why didn't they do it that way? Or, you know, that's my problem.
Right.
If I cannot accept someone to be exactly who God created them to be and be in the same room with them and enjoy their company, mm-hmm. that's my problem, not theirs. I need to get back up there on that potter's wheel, and on the altar and say, okay, God, you need to have your way in me in this, because I want to enjoy people just as they are.
Right.
And be able to look at them and find what's good in them, maybe what's odd in them, and appreciate that they're interesting. And, you know, it was his blueprint for them, not mine.
That's right.
And just let them be.
You know, and loving others, really, Teresa, you know, that begins with loving ourselves.
It does.
And the only way that I've found by you can truly love yourself is by the ability to receive God's love.
And that's truly when you become at peace with Him, peace with yourself, and then you can be at peace with everybody else. So if we get that straight, work on peace with God, we'll be at peace with ourselves. And then peace with everybody else. In other words, no matter what's going on, no matter what's happening in the room, somebody may be swinging from the chandelier or doing something that is weird to me. I'm okay with it because I'm so okay with me, and
yeah.
I'm so okay with God. And I'd really probably just enjoy seeing that.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and when we try to love others without God's love in us, we're trying to really give them something we don't have.
You can't give away something you don't have.
And we end up giving to others in hopes of receiving something in return. Now, God's love is what we call agape love. It's unconditional. He loves us expecting nothing in return.
It's like the love I have for Casey.
Huh?
Well, honey, when we got married, Casey's your dog. She's the brown one. It was a package deal with y'all. I understand that. Casey's had a hard life. And along with Casey came lots of issues that have worked patience in me that I've dealt with and I continue to deal with as I care for your dog. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Nothing. She's a sweet dog. She's just kind of high maintenance.
Yeah, plus she's a little old.
Well, the thing that concerns me is you've had her for how many years?
Going on 16.
And I've been with you for 4. Is that what I'm going to be like after 15 years with you, honey?
Well, again, we're going to go back to this love topic. And unconditional love. I won't mention the white dog in the picture, Troy. I won't mention the kind of love I've had to give him to overcome. That's the next podcast.
Well, he's excited to have a dad.
Oh, Lord.
Lord's the only one that's going to help us through this.
But the kind of gift that or love you're giving, trying to receive something in return. Well, this kind of selfish gift never feels good.
No.
And doesn't. To the person who we're giving it to or to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But when we love each other out of the overflow of God's love, our witness and service can be effective toward that person.
And I want to love someone in spite of who they are, not because of who I think they will end up being.
Exactly. I mean, I've said it before. I mean, everyone's thumbprint who's ever been born is different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from God's design.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's amazing. I can't remember the man's name. He's a Christian evangelist, and he has no arms and no legs. What's his name?
I know. I can't pronounce his last name.
Yeah, I know. But
it's Nick something.
Yes, yes, Nick. And you know, when Nick is speaking, you know, if you didn't know Nick,
yeah,
and you were walking down the street, and you saw this guy with no arms and no legs maneuvering his way down the sidewalk, what would you think?
Whew.
Put yourself in that situation. What would you think? Would you look at him judgmentally, going, oh my gosh? But you know what? Nick doesn't want that. Nick believes and knows he's one of the most favored of God's children.
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't want your sympathy.
No.
He wants your love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a great analogy of our Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm. He truly is living a life without limbs.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. He's a wonderful inspiration to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of Jesus when he was on the cross. You have to bear with me here because whenever I talk about Jesus, I get a little lumped up in my throat.
Well, honey, that's what drew me to you.
Mm.
One of the things.
But as he hung on the cross for us, he looked down at the ones who crucified him and said, Father, please forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Now that is a God I can praise.
Right, and that tells me to look beyond the hurt, to look beyond the dysfunction that comes my way.
Yeah.
Because hurting people hurt people.
That's right.
Really. And they truly, like he said on the cross, they don't know. They don't know.
Yeah.
So
love one another, okay? I mean, just accept each other for who we are. Because we're all wonderful and made in God's favor.
And he sees us all the same.
He does.
We're all the same in his eyes.
Doesn't matter how much money you got, how much money you don't have, you know, or where you live, what many cars you got, or if you don't have any cars, God looks at everyone the same.
And he loves us all the same.
That's exactly right. So remember that.
Mm-hmm.
When you see someone maybe like Nick, or someone who maybe is not as fortunate as you. Remember that.
And there's no answers for that.
No.
There really isn't. You just have to accept it. He has. Why can't we?
But the way we can do that is to have God's love in us. And if you've never had God's love in you because you've never accepted him as your Lord and Savior, or if you have experienced that love and walked away from some situation, we're not judging you at all. But we are giving you a chance right now to come back to Him. He's never left you. He loves you. So if you've never accepted Christ, or if you'd like to rededicate yourself to Him, let's pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, for this time we've had with everyone who listened to this podcast. Lord Jesus, you tell us, if we ask you to forgive our sins will be forgiven. You died on the cross, and you rose on the third day to give me a new life. Father, I give my life to you today. I want to begin again and start living it up with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Well, all right. If you made that decision today, please let us know. We love hearing from you.
Oh, yeah.
We heard from someone in Connecticut. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It was wonderful. Let us know you're listening. Let us know what you think. And above all, again, if you gave your life to Him just now, let us know that so we can pray for you. It's at info@livingitup.org. So as we leave you today on Thursday, remember that let's all grow in our ability to relate to others this week by loving and accepting them to be exactly who God, not us, made them to be.
Remember, love one another and begin living it up every day.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.